Now joined on our broadcast by Indianola head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebeling. Coach, you know, really solid effort from your team tonight against a tough DCG squad. Can you kind of walk me through how you feel the game went and your boys' effort tonight?
Well, I will never question our boys' effort. I mean, anyone that steps on the floor in our purple uniform, they give us everything they got. And, first half, it felt like we were pretty good rhythm. Offensively, 30 points for us in a half is probably one of our higher ones on the year. I think we were up 7 there late, and then, they kind of made a little 5-0 run there to close out the half. But I thought we were doing pretty well. Third quarter, again, we were battling. I think at one point it was, 58-52 or 58-54 there. And, you got to give DCG credit. I think the freshman kid hit a 3 to kind of open it up a little bit again. And we just couldn't find a way to get some stops down the stretch. And we got lost a couple times trying to defend that dribble handoff weave that they like to do. And they took advantage, so you got to give credit to DCG. But our boys definitely came in. They fought. We just got to continue to work and continue to find a way to kind of level off that defense and continue to bring up the offense, every night.
You guys have had a gauntlet of a schedule, and Little Hawkeye Conference is tough to play in regardless. And, some games ahead next week against Pella and Pella Christian, kind of how do you adjust to just this tough schedule coming out of break? Because obviously you have a few weeks off there for winter break, but, trying to get right back into it and coming out against really tough opponents.
Well, it's difficult, we started back up winter break day after Christmas just because we had play on January 2nd. So, we've been going out of here for a couple weeks already, and, the boys, they're getting their legs back a little bit. You take a week off, it takes a little bit to get it back, but we just seem to have a few possessions there where we might go 3 straight possessions without getting a bucket, and we just got to do a better job of, getting in position. I got to do a better job of getting them, in the right position, especially if we've had, 2 trips without a bucket, and, kind of stop those little mini runs, and that kind of got us tonight, but, I liked what I saw. Derek Wilmot coming in off the bench, hitting those threes. Easton really turned it on there in the second half. I think he was a little frustrated that first half, but definitely did a great job. And everyone that played, they did their part. They did what their role is, and we're getting, watch the film. They'll get tomorrow off, and we'll get back at it on Sunday.
Yeah, it seems like you guys, at least offensively, do have kind of the luxury that you have a lot of guys that can come off your bench and score, give you quality minutes, make big plays on offense. Kind of how nice is it to coach that there's a lot of guys you can call on and say, hey, we need a little bit of a run here.
Well, and the nice thing is, not just as a staff, but everyone's, got confidence, whoever steps out there, that, the starting 5, they might get, a little bit more of a break because, right now we're rolling our own. The subs are coming in, contributing in a positive way, and that they also push us in practice. That's kind of a two-way thing. In practice, those first 5 you go against, some of those guys coming off the bench, and we just are finding our way. We got a little more depth. We're trying to develop as we go along, and it's hard because you see the effort these guys put in and the time they put in, and we just got to find that way of being consistent and taking that next step. Finding ways to especially win in a tough place like DCG. It's always tough to win here. We've had some battles ever since I came to Indianola in this gym, so it's never easy. And, I enjoyed the boys' effort tonight, but just wasn't enough tonight. But we're going to get back at it. And, we know we got a really good Pella team coming in on Tuesday, so we have to make sure we clean some things up here in a couple practices and come out and compete hard against Pella.
Coach, you mentioned Pella, and kind of before we close, what's one area of your team, you would like to see maybe clean up a little bit, or an area of improvement you might work on this week in practice as you prepare for a tough Pella team and a Pella Christian team as well?
Well, personally, for me as a coach, when we have 2 possessions of, we didn't get a bucket, we really got to focus on our 3rd possession. That's something we do have to clean up. You watch a game and you don't think too much of it, but then you go back and watch that film, and it's like, man, we haven't, we've had 3, 4, 5 possessions without a bucket, and they're scoring. Even if they score 60% of the time, that's still a 6-8-0 run real fast. So we just got to continue to, kind of clean that up. If we got to put certain things in, certain plays, things like that to kind of stymie those little mini runs against us. But we're taking a step in the right direction. These guys are fighting, and, Little Hawkeye Conference, still up for grabs. I mean, we're not even halfway through that conference race, and we've watched all these schools and everyone on film, and it's amazing the parity in the Little Hawkeye this year. You show up that night, you have a very good chance of, you know, walking out with a win. So that's going to be our mentality on Tuesday. We got to make sure we're ready to go in and compete, and hopefully we'll get that one on Tuesday.
Coach, I appreciate you coming up. Appreciate your time. You know, best of luck to your team as you head into games next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.